want to read some cookbooks. I don't usually read cookbooks front to back, but sometimes they're fun to read, depending on the book. But I haven't gotten that far, so do y'all have any ideas for me? What do I need to read this year? No.
I'm thinking about a book I should talk about.
Did you want to talk about another book?
I have been getting back into mythology. It's been a
Oh,
while since
cool.
I met these guys. Like, Greek mythology, obviously, but not the Percy Jackson kind. Other new stories about it. Also Egyptian mythology. People don't usually write a lot of books about Egyptian mythology, so I'm looking for that. So, if anyone has any recommendations ever, just tell me, because, I'm interested in good books. I usually like graphic novels because I like the art, because I'm a very visual person. So, find any graphic novels for Egyptian mythology stories, and that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, I'm curious. Nothing is jumping to mind, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I mean, we definitely have books about Egyptian mythology and like Egyptian history here, but I think not quite what you're looking for. I'll keep an eye out. I haven't seen it yet, but speaking of books based on mythology, there's a, well, not books, but book related things. There's a new, the new Percy Jackson series is out, but I haven't seen it yet. I'm curious. I haven't heard anything about it either, really. But I know the original movie adaptations were had mixed reviews. I'm curious if fans of that series like the new series more. Maybe I'll try to watch one this week and report back on what I think. Although I haven't read the books, so I would not be basing it on my thoughts on the book and how it should be adapted. But anyways, we're just about out of time for today. We should say goodbye, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. Hope the new year is off to a great start. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime, happy reading.
Bye.
Happy reading.
This is my same old car and my same old shoes. I was the same old me with the same old blues. Then you touched my life just by holding my hand. Now I look in the mirror and see.
Go away. Go away. Go away. Go away. Go away.
We just want to party. Party just we go. We just want to party. Party just we go.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456. Mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
5, we express our unwavering commitment to fostering peace and unity within the city of Albany and representing the voices and concerns of all of its citizens. And 6.
You broke me regardless. Catch me before I fall down. Girl, I've been through everything.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre at Catskill in Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with my lovely sound engineer,
DJ Sean Money, and
we also have a youth guest. What you want to go as your DJ name on the spot? Come on, can you name one?
Maybe JJ.
DJ JJ.
Ooh, okay.
So we got DJ JJ over here. That just rolls off the tongue, too.
Yeah, right?
Bro's got three J's at the end. DJ JJ. But if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's like a drop-in center for the youth. That's what Clubhouse is. And the radio is run by wavefarm.org. They're a radio program that gives radio stations to the community and community, like, just community businesses, community drop-in centers, which what we are. And we, the Clubhouse organizations, are funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And we'll be right back after our news and weather and some song choices.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Molly Burke reports in the Times Union that a majority of New Yorkers want increased taxes on profitable corporations and the top 5% of earners, according to a new Siena College poll. The poll shows that 67% of surveyed residents support tax increases, including 81% of Democrats, 59% of Independents, and 46% of Republicans. New York is faced with budget deficits this year, and the poll says 71% of New Yorkers would prefer an increase in taxes on profitable corporations and high-income earners rather than cut state services and programs. But the survey also found that 60% of New Yorkers say they believe that raising taxes on the rich could result in, and I quote, billionaire flight, end quote. Don Levy, director of the Siena College Research Institute, said, and I quote, "What's really phenomenally interesting in this survey, I think you have a kind of wrestle with a little bit of yourself, is that even among the people who hold that view, a majority say we need to raise taxes. So I hope the governor takes a serious look and includes it in her team's analysis moving forward," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports one of the first closures for the snowstorm forecast this weekend. The prediction of, and I quote, "several inches of snow," end quote, from Saturday night into Sunday has the New York State Thruway Authority postponing road work this weekend and would have closed the northbound lanes of the New York State Thruway between New Platts and Newburgh. Thruway Authority officials said, and I quote, "with several inches of snow expected to fall Saturday night into Sunday, the Thruway Authority has decided to postpone this work for the safety of all involved, our motorists, our employees, and the crews involved in the removal of the overpass, and to allow our maintenance forces to focus their efforts on clearing and treating the highway. The overpass removal will be rescheduled as soon as the weather allows." While this work won't be happening this weekend, many motorists will be experiencing their first snowfall of the season and should exercise caution on the roads. Remember to drive slowly and don't crowd the plow, end quote. A section of the thruway would have been closed to traffic for at least 12 hours before the snowfall prediction came. The storm would be the first major snowstorm of the winter in the Hudson Valley, with up to a foot of snow forecast in some areas. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Josh McMullen reports for News 10 that Governor Kathy Hochul keeps announcing proposals that will be in her January 9th State of the State speech, including a six-point plan to combat maternal and infant mortality in New York. Recent Centers for Disease Control and Prevention statistics show that the state has seen an increase in infant mortality for the first time in over two decades. Hochul said, and I quote, "make no mistake, we are facing a maternal and infant mortality crisis. As New York's first mom governor, this is personal to me. We are committed to tackling this crisis head on with policies that lift up parents and children throughout the state of New York," end quote. Her proposal would make New York the first state in the nation with statewide coverage of prenatal care. Read more about this story at News 10. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, January 3rd. Local early morning temperatures range from 20 degrees in Red Hook to 33 in Copake. Regional average soil temperature is 36 degrees. Today will be on the cloudy side with a high of 41 at 1 p.m. Overnight temperatures fall to 29 degrees. Then a passing cold front will drop a dusting of snow around sunrise. It ends by 1 p.m., possibly as rain, since we see a high of 39 at that time. Winds get gusty near dark, making the day end feeling quite a bit colder than it started. 20 degrees overnight takes us into a dry and sunny-looking Friday with a high of 35. Saturday. So far, one model says snow, another says rain. It is definitely going to be cold, and something's falling from the sky. Stay tuned. Sunset today will be at 4:21 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see the expected Hadouken did not show up, but sunspot 3536 is still pretty active. Its magnetic field is twisted 90 degrees out of sync with the rest of the sun, and it's keeping X-class flare chances at a pretty gnarly 25%. Plasma winds will be average at 432 kilometers per second with an average density of 8 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 60 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 59. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Like you don't know, keep it on the low low. Talk, lay low. 7 digits on the payroll. Speaking guapa, needs the guapo. Skirt up Tahoe with a tinto. I don't want no friends though. I don't trust many men. And I got a small circle. It's me and many bands. I get a pack and I did it again. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't go to France. Been busy, I didn't get a chance. Busy finna hit and make it dance. And shawty, she a diva. She a diva. Got shots like a cheetah. Like I'm Mona Lisa. In a movie, that's my life. I can teach ya. Never lie, don't mean I'm preacher. They talk, don't believe em.
Hello, diva, leave her. My life is a movie directed by Tarantino. Shawty is a dancer, I'm not talking Billie Jean. We know, I write these. We know, Shawty is a eater. We know, why she wanna see us. We know, that she wanna be.
Money, but it don't faze me.
And I get your bitch don't faze me. She been a double lately.
Change, but it done change me. I show up to the show and they pay me.
Get a drip on my skin to the Macy's. Counter records and get lazy.
Bam man, yeah, that's what they call me.
23 should be all on my back the way that I be ballin'.
All these signs of me, I wear, look, I ain't want it. Low key, yeah, I'm want it. Yo, yeah, she want it.
That look diva. Leave her. My life is a movie directed by Tarantino. Shawty is a dancer. I'm not talking Billie Jean. We know. I write these. We know.
Shawty is a eater.
We know.
Why she wanna see us.
We know.
That she wanna be us.
We know. I write these.
Oh,
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. If you want to contact us directly, you know, tell us a song to play, we'll take all requests as long as it's clean, and if not, we can make a clean version. Or if you just want to, like, talk about something, we always want you to be a part of the conversation. You can do it at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com or at 518-291-6066. And I am also joined with today my lovely sound engineer,
DJ Shaw Money,
and our special youth guest today,
DJ JJ.
And DJ JJ has been going to the clubhouse here for how long now? What did you say?
Probably since the start of the school year.
So the start of the school year, that's like 3 months now?
Around there? Yeah, like 3 months.
Yeah. So what are your first impressions of Clubhouse?
What do you mean by that? Like impressions.
What are some fun things to do at Clubhouse?
Some fun things are to play with you, and sometimes I play with one of my friends here, Darion. I like to bother my mom sometimes because she works here. She's the one that brings me. And I also like to play football and basketball.
Yeah, so if you don't know what Clubhouse is and you're listening in your car or at home or wherever you are, the Clubhouse is a drop-in center, which is like another term for a community center, and we have a lot of stuff here. Like, for example, we have a bunch of food, isn't that right?
Yep.
What's your favorite food that we have here? What you got there?
Hot Cheetah Flaming Hot Mini.
And on top of that, we also have food you can make. We have, like, chicken nuggets. We have fries. We have all that type of stuff. We have pizza. So if you're hungry and you don't have many resources available to you, come on down at 455 Main Street. And what would you like to talk about today?
I would like to talk about football. All
right. So, see, personally, I don't know much about football, but our sound engineer here plays football, actually.
Hello. Hi. Hi. Hello.
So, what are your two favorite teams? Both of you guys.
You go first.
It depends. Like, college football teams or Madden football teams?
Madden.
Madden. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Let's see. Madden football teams. I would honestly say... Do I have one?
If you need to think, I could go.
Yeah, I need to think.
Alright, mine is... Wait, can I say two?
Yeah,
go for it.
Because I like these two teams the same. The Patriots, and I also like... Let's see, what team is it called? The Ravens.
Okay, let's go. Alright.
And do you play football yourself?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite position?
Running back.
Really?
I always play running back in school.
What about you, Shaq?
I would say it's the position I play, and I would say lineman. Like, actually, no. If I had to play my actual position, I would say center.
See, DJ Coley here is trying to be the best host for somebody who doesn't know anything about sports. I'm just trying to get the youth involved. So, what do you think of Clubhouse if you were trying to describe it to somebody who has never been here?
Super fun.
Nice. And what do you like doing here?
I like to usually draw on coloring sheets and... Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, we have a bunch of art resources. We have paint, we have markers, and on top of that, if you want to play some video games, we have some computer set up as well as a...
PS5.
Hey, that's right. You're getting a hanger radio. Would you like to share your age? You don't have to. Don't feel pressured to, because that's something that's up to you.
I could share my age.
Yeah, it's up to you. Go for it.
Can I say something else after?
Of sure. course.
All right, so... My age is 9, and the thing I wanted to say is, if you ever come to the clubhouse, and if you want to draw, but you don't want a free draw, You could feel free to ask Abby to print you a coloring sheet. Only if she's not busy, though.
On top of that, would you like to talk about the one room we have where you can draw on the walls?
Mostly everywhere.
Yeah, you can pretty much express yourself anywhere here.
Yeah, I see drawings in here.
A lot of people like to put paint on their hands and put a handprint on the walls. And we're just like a space for the community. Like, we're not technically considered a community center. We're a drop-in center for the youth. But yeah, we're funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And would we like to go into a song?
Oh, yeah. We can go into a song.
We will be right back after.
We'll be right back after.
A
song by Connor Pierce.
Yeah, walk in the building like I got a million on me in cash. Okay. Tired of counting, I hired accountants, they doing the math. Okay. Took it to places they never could make it, I'm forming a path. Okay. Not going back, okay. Not going back. Let's go. Not from this planet, pull up in alien rocket shit. They try to study the way I've been doing it, they gon' need paleontologists. Ooh. Feel like I'm one of the greats. Money, I'm making a lot of it. Okay. I did a billion streams in the pen, and I swear that they barely acknowledge it. Okay, that means that I gotta go harder. I'm flipping the switch. Battery charging, I'm ready to flip. Feel like I'm Arthur, I'm balling my fist. Give me the call, never calling it quits. Bigger money, bigger problems. What they said to me, I don't ever worry, cause the stress don't get to me. Live and direct from the mind to my destiny. Diamonds of pressure, I drive in intensity. Lo and behold, sticking around when they told me to go. Calling me up, nobody home. Spinning these numbers like rotary phones. Hey, lo and behold, house made of glass, they throwing these stones. Mark of Ontario, locally grown. Went off the map, I'm globally known. Walk in the building like I got a million on me in cash. Okay. Tired of counting, I hired accountants, they doing the math. Okay. Took it to places they never could make it, I'm forming a path. Okay. Not going back. Okay. Not going back.
Hey, it's a one in a million chance that you run up and not end up pissing in blacks. I made a cornerstone out of a corner, boy, Poppy's though still got my pick in the glass. Say, why they keep messing with you? I mess it to beef, got burners and burnouts with second degree. I just totaled my Tesla, ain't stressing receipts. I got back in that thing in like less than a week. I just parked in the building. Matter of fact, I just stomped in the building and shot to the ceiling. Got art in apartments I bought for a million, put cross on the wall and I auctioned the building. Now watch them play my strip as a cover up. Watch it spray my wrist, get another one. Watch which name got this, pick up rubber. Watch it game my wrist. Bubble up, stop it. She popping. I seen them girls too often. My money come from Compton. Chris on Market with some parking. Wait, cause I was just doing the walk-ins. Now I got a neighbor with a garden. Did it on my car, I got a login. Chick on wood, she's from put login.
Walk in the building like I got a million on me in cash. Okay. Tired of counting, I hired accountants, they doing the math. Okay. Took it to places they never could make it, I'm forming a path. Okay. Not going back. Okay.
Just need some space. the stage. Claustrophobic in my head, hoping that you never see it on my face. Put together on the outside, on the inside, I'm about to break. I need space, but I need love. Memories and amnesia. That got me through the seasons when I didn't have a reason. Yeah. No, I'm shooting at the stars and Mars, cause I just need some
space. I just need some space.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 9.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola. And I am joined with my lovely sound engineer,
DJ Shamoni,
and our lovely youth host, or our guest youth. You know, you can be our youth guest host. Yeah, that's what you are. Boom.
DJ JJ.
And since this is your first time on radio, what's your first, impressions, what are your first ideas, and what do you feel about it?
Being at the clubhouse?
Being on radio. Like, what do you think about it?
It feels good. I've never been on radio before.
And right now, people in their cars in Catskill, Acre, and Hudson could be listening to your voice. How does that make you feel?
Good.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, and my grandpa also has a radio as well, so.
Yeah, do you know what station it is?
No, I do not.
That's okay. But this station is actually 90.7 FM WGXE on. Come on, you know what's next? It's okay if you don't.
Clubhouse Radio.
Hey, that's what's up on Acre, Catskill, and
Hudson.
See the synergy we have? That's right, everybody. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, the clubhouses are a series of youth drop-in centers, which is pretty much another term for a community center, funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. We are on 455 Main Street, and we're open every day on the weekdays, Monday to Friday, from 2 30. To 7.
Oh,
right? No? What?
Wait, is it 2 to 7?
Yeah, 2 to 7.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. I was thinking about, like, the past. Oh, my God, I'm tired.
Okay,
I was thinking
on Fridays,
like, 3. I thought it was 3 to 7.
On Fridays, we stay open till 8, so yeah. We're staying open a little longer tonight. Yeah. I'm going home at 7 because I'm tired, but that's just me.
Yeah.
That's
I
just DJ Cola.
I need rest. I need food. I need the whole 9, if I'm being honest. But
with that being said, DJ JJ, how do you come up with that name? That's such a good name.
I don't know. I just like the name JJ. Really.
I mean, it goes with your name, because your name... I mean, do you want to share that? You don't have to.
I could share.
Yeah, go for it.
My name is John Paul Perez, and...
You got that. I love the... It just rolls off the tongue.
The Perez is fire.
Me and my dad share a name.
That's type tough.
So I'm junior, he's senior.
It's fire.
And another program that's starting up... again, in
Clubhouse. Is Tracks.
Our music program. Do you want to tell us your experience with the music program we've done?
Oh, it's so much fun.
So, every Wednesday, starting up this Wednesday, we have a music program, and you can come on by. We'll teach you instruments, and we can help you perform what you want to perform. It doesn't have to be music. We can do dance. We can do poetry. We're your table for artistic expression, and you can... use the pieces however you want, and we're here to give you those pieces.
We're just the guiders. They're not guiders. We're just
teachers. We are.
Yeah, something like that. Tour guides. Yeah, we just guide you in the right direction. I did use the right word. Yeah.
Would you like to talk about some of your performances you have done?
Yeah.
Huh?
Would you like to talk about some of the performances you've done?
Yes, I would. The performance I have done is I did a tracks performance, and I was singing my own song. I made my own song. It's called Get Out My Way.
That's right. And how did we help you with that?
You guys helped me add B well, someone here named Lincoln actually helped me with the beat.
And he goes by DJ Sosa. Is that his name currently on here?
Yes, it is.
Kay. He goes on radio, too.
Oh, my God, wait. We can add you to the wall now.
Oh, that's so true. We you can sign your name. Wall.
We need markers. We don't have markers in here. Wait, do we? No.
Do we? No.
Yeah, no.
For some context, by the way, on our wall,
behind
every
us.
Guest that we have that's ever been on here just gets to sign their name, and it's just the wall of Clubhouse.
Now we have walls of DJs. Isn't that funny?
You can write your DJ name, and you can write
your actual name. Yeah.
Hey, Noah.
Hi, that's me.
I have a question for you.
What's up?
How was your experience being here?
Clubhouse is a place that I can go to when I feel like I'm at my lowest, and recently, the time I've been having isn't the greatest, and it's nice to be back here, and I feel like I belong.
I'm sorry to hear that, but we've missed you, though. Genuinely. We've missed you. There were a couple of
days.
Thank
you so much for asking. This DJ JJ is a natural on radio. This kid, he's only 9, and this is his first time on radio. Look at him asking questions. He already can do the welcome to.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio.
On
90.7 FM WGXC.
And where are we broadcasting?
ACRA Catskill Hudson.
Good job.
And we will be right back after the 6:30 news and a song.
And hi. Ah, wait, I did it wrong. And hi.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports for Columbia Green Media that months after the Greene County Legislature extended a large tax break to New Athens Generating Company, the business is petitioning New York's Public Service Commission to approve the sale of the Athens Generating Plant. Delaware-based Gate City NE Generation LLC will become the direct owner, but the story does not say how much the plant sold for. Whatever the number, the former owners are likely to make more since Greene County gave the plant a large tax break that almost had universal opposition from the public. Former Athens legislator and town supervisor Lee Palmatier filed a Article 78 petition with State Supreme Court of Ulster County seeking nullification of the IDA's approval of the tax break in November and said after learning of the sale, and I quote, "One of the purported reasons for financial assistance was to keep the company out of bankruptcy and prevent them from closing their doors," end quote. Palmatier also said he was curious about the sale that came without a formal appraisal of the property. Palmatier said, and I quote, "As far as I know, there's no record of appraisal. I was pushing all along that the appraisal be done and that they shouldn't be begging for tax breaks with no appraisal. The seller is not going to sell without one, and a buyer is not going to buy without one," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that part of the land for the proposed Shepherd's Run solar energy project in Columbia County from Hegate Energy has been sold, creating new questions for its approval. Carryville Farms LLC purchased 60 acres at the corner of Cambridge Road and County Route 7 on January 2nd, part of a proposed 265-acre solar installation near Route 23, Route 7, and Route 11A in Carryville and Copake. Brittany Kenny, Senior Public Affairs Manager with the Martin Group Marketing, which is working with Sensible Solar, a group opposing the project, said, and I quote, "We don't know what this will mean for the future of the project, but we do know it brings everything into question, and we know it throws a monkey wrench into the project," end quote.
The town of Copaig, immediately after the sale, filed a petition with the New York State of Renewable Energy sitting for an immediate adjournment of two public hearings scheduled for January 9th and January 10th about the proposed solar project and to dismiss Hegate's application as, and I quote, infeasible and inaccurate, end quote. The newspaper could not get anyone from Hegate's Energy Chicago office to return calls or emails for comment. Kenny said, and I quote, the farmer who sold the land to the LLC wants it to remain forever agricultural, so the land will remain in active agricultural use, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. News 10 reports that just as it finally feels like winter, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation announced that online registration for the 2024 Summer Camps program will open at 1 p.m. on March 24th. The DEC Summer Camps webpage lets guardians register youth for a week of camp, manage their accounts, and complete required forms and waivers. The DEC has offered the week-long camping trip with conservation education for children ages 11 to 17 for 77 years. And you can read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Should've went for coffee on that Saturday you saw me. Should've picked my phone up every time you tried to call me. But I never thought it'd be so soon. I never thought that I would lose you. Cause it's not that complicated. When you love someone, you tell them that you do. Don't waste a second or a breath. You don't know when you're gonna lose them. Now they're gone, but you didn't make that call. And now you live with your regrets because it's all so it breaks my heart that I let you leave. Hurts my head seeing memories of you. There ain't a thing I wouldn't do to get a moment back with you. So it breaks my heart that I let you leave. Been so hard learning how to grieve for you. I should've let you know the truth. Cause when you love someone, you tell them that you tell them that you do. You my attention. Should've took more photographs and asked you all my questions. Like, what would you do if you were me? It feels too soon to let you leave. And would you call me crazy if I told you I still call you? Cause sometimes you're the only one I feel like I can talk to. It feels like my heart is torn in two. And you took the other half with you. Complicated. When you love someone, you tell them that you do. Don't waste a second or a breath. You don't know when you're gonna lose them. Now they're gone, but you didn't make that call. And now you live with your regrets because it's all your fault. So it breaks my heart.
Listen, there's a good chance somebody's trying to hack your website right now. You gotta make sure you're covered. I'm talking about...
so alone. I've been so up. Ever since you left, I've been low. Keeping on the low. Yeah, yeah. I can't help but remember all the nights we wasted together. Till you're pale and strange like the weather. You got a heart so cold like December. Your LAX is calling me. One way flight to all my dreams. Baby, if I don't hit the road, I'ma drive myself crazy here alone. Something like a ghost. Touchdown in a city like a ghost. Fade right into the black like a ghost. If I disappeared, would anybody know? And sometimes I can feel you like a ghost. Like you follow me everywhere I go. Call me crazy.
How has Shopify enabled your business?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
Ow.
And on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. And a lot of the times when I'm doing this intro... Oh, wait. First of all, I'm joined with my lovely sound engineer.
DJ Shamani.
And ow. Our
sorry,
lovely... what's it called? Youth, guest host, brain, no worries.
Guest host, brain.
DJ JJ.
And a lot of the time, I gotta remind myself to slow down on the intro, because if I did it as fast as I can, nobody could understand what I'm saying.
Be like, I'm gonna cut on saying, I guess I'm gonna have to
be like, hello, everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to live on 9.7 FM, WGXE, at Greg Catskill Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with
DJ Money. That's how you usually do it.
Yeah, I know. I gotta start slowing myself down. See, because a lot of time my brain... See, if I actually talk as fast as my brain thinks, you just never get anywhere. You just start with somewhere, and then there's like a point somewhere far off. But anyways, enough
honestly,
about me.
Honestly, I kind of like when you do that. That's just me, though. It's my preference.
You know, it's just the energy of the chaotic host. Every time I warm up, I'm like, hello, everybody, over and over and over again.
I think it's just so common now that it's like enjoyable. Like, it's enjoyable.
So, not only do we have us, we have a youth... guest host. And hi, how are you?
Good.
How is your day, Ben?
It's good.
How's your week, Ben?
Good.
How's your Christmas, Ben?
Good. I have a lot of presents. I've been playing my Oculus I've got for so long already.
Yeah, what's your favorite game?
Gorilla Tag and another game. Well, I don't play Gorilla Tag anymore. I usually play a game called Big Scary.
How does that go?
Yeah, what's that about?
Do you know what Gorilla Tag is?
Yeah.
It's Gorilla Tag, but like a knockoff.
Okay.
But it's a knockoff, but there's like certain levels. If you beat every single level, then you could get a super rare hat that I haven't gotten that I really want.
So let's play a mini game, everybody.
Okay.
This is the mini game of trying to explain Shaw what Gorilla Tag is.
I don't know what it is. Never heard of it.
Okay.
Wait, is it like you like tag Wait. Someone and you can't move or something like freeze tag?
So
look, let me.
So it's a virtual reality game.
Okay.
And you put on your headset, and it's a point of view. Everybody sees from the point of view, and you are a gorilla.
Oh.
And that's really pretty much the whole premise of it. I mean, I don't
so
think.
So is it just like gorillas look. Playing like normal tag?
Look, this is it right here.
Right? Would you describe that, John?
See, I've never played it, but
this is how it looks. If you were playing Gorilla Tag, this is how
it looks. So it's just like gorillas playing tag, John?
No, this is a game. This is the one called Big Scary. You could see the monkeys. And look.
So they're gorillas, too?
Yeah.
And is it tag?
They're all gorillas. And is it it's not tag.
Okay.
It's
so can we describe
scary?
Gorilla Tag for our sound engineer? Because he doesn't know what Gorilla Tag
is.
Look,
lost.
There's a monster. You see? There was a monster.
Yeah. Wait, is this still scary? Wait, is that like in Gorilla Tag? Or is that
it's
like
not
Big Scary?
In Gorilla Tag. It's a game called
so
Big Scary.
So let's describe Gorilla Tag, because he doesn't know what Gorilla Tag is.
Alright, now let me show him Gorilla Tag.
So is Gorilla Tag just tag show. With monkeys? Are you like gorillas, whatever?
John?
Just getting doors.
Yes. Look, this is what Gorilla Tag.
So, everybody tuning in, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM.
Right here.
Goodness.
Yes.
Oh, I've seen that before, like on TikTok.
Yeah.
Never knew it was a VR game.
So, yes, everybody, you're playing in the woods, and you are a gorilla, and you're swinging on trees.
Okay, so
it's
just tag.
Yeah, there's, like, lava monkeys. Other people call them magma monkeys, and then... I'm watching a video of, like, a crazy juke.
Wow.
Magma
monkeys.
Crazy.
Wait, so if magma monkeys touch you, does that mean, like, you...
Well, it's not called magma monkeys. It's called lava monkeys. People just call it magma monkeys.
I'm calling them magma monkeys.
Alright, you could call them that.
So if a magma monkey tags you, do you turn into a magma monkey? Or, like, do
you
get eliminated?
Yes,
you
do.
Okay.
You turn into one. Look.
Do magma monkeys have, like, any special abilities?
Do they have any special
like
what?
Abilities, like powers.
No, they don't. Okay. All they have is a speed boost.
Okay.
So they're faster.
So they're faster, yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever won?
What?
Have you ever won a game? Is it hard to win? No.
And there's always one guy that, like...
So are you trying to tell me that magma monkeys are better than you?
No.
Are you trying to tell me that you suck?
There's people called Gorilla Tag Ghosts.
Okay, what are they?
Look, I'm gonna show you right now. Gorilla Tag Montage. Nope.
So, if you don't know what we're talking about, everybody, he got an Oculus for Christmas, and he's talking about his favorite games, and we're pretty much like a drop-in center. Doing some weird ASMR stuff.
This
right
is
now,
something called Statue. It just stands. B, it flies around. Spider, it stands on roofs. Daisy09. So if you're in
Can you run that last one back? Did you say Daisy09?
Yes, Daisy09. It's do you know the song Daisy Bell? Look,
yeah.
Let me play.
Like
it.
Daisy.
Yes, but
Daisy. Give me the magic do.
I know the distorted. Oh, you gotta play that. Play the distorted version of that song.
Yeah, it's write Daisy09 Daisy Bell.
Okay.
Alright, and then it should be like a deep version, and that's how it sounds. If she joins your game, then she. But you have to be in a banned map. Like, you have to be banned for it. But if you're not banned, then if you see him or her in another lobby, it's fake. But, If you ever hear it in your band,
uh-huh.
When you're just playing around, if you ever hear the music and you keep in, but if you hear it, if you press, if your mic is on mute, then if it's on unmute, that means you're muted, and then the music stops, that means if you don't leave immediately, then you get banned forever. But if you just see her, then you don't get banned forever. She's a hostile pink monkey.
So now I'm thinking about it. I've always heard the song, but I never knew what it was called until now.
Let me
play. This?
Yes, that's exactly what she plays.
Is it slowed down like this too?
Yes. And she just walks slow like this. Look.
Mm-hmm.
not going to talk for a second. No, she just walks like this. But it's with arms because they don't have legs. It's just, they just walk.
Just walk towards you?
Walking.
So slowly.
Slowly.
If she starts walking fast like this,
yeah.
Then you can end up getting
banned. Okay. So, like, permanently banned?
No, just banned.
Just banned.
If she's walking slowly, if you do anything to her, then something bad will happen. But I saw this one.
But what if you're just, like, so good that you just, like.
Don't get banned.
Yeah, like, what if you're just good?
Goes fast. No, she won't even get fast. She will just immediately get mods.
Oh?
She will immediately get mods.
What do you mean by that?
And then she, mods. So
like she'll start flying and stuff? Like Minecraft?
Yeah, she will start.
Oh, God. So like.
And she could start walking in the air, and then she could just.
And this Gorilla Tag or the other one?
Gorilla Tag.
Oh, my God.
This is, like, scary for Gorilla Tag. This is, like, a creepypasta.
For
it's
real.
Not, it's not, the game's not supposed to be scary. They,
this
it's
is kind of scary.
It's just people that invent those things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
People invent those things.
Yeah, they're like stories.
Yeah.
Creepypastas.
Yeah.
Yes, but I've met the ghost. I am not lying. I've met the ghost.
You've met the ghost?
Yes.
Did you get banned?
No, I didn't get banned. I was burned. I was banned for only 30 minutes.
Okay.
So.
No, but I didn't get banned by her. I was just banned for 30 minutes because I was putting in a name called KK. Like, just K and K. It's like something very bad. You want to know what it's
I think we're
like?
Good.
Nah, yeah. Nah.
Okay, so yeah, you don't want to know because it's too scary for this video.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a little bit too scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, very scary.
Wait.
I got pretty scared when you were watching that. So, like, if you're a millennial listening to this, the closest thing that I could best describe this to millennials, translate it. And I will also, I'm going to translate it for millennials and for Gen Z. For millennials, this is like Slenderman. Like, kind of like the story of Slenderman. And for Gen Z, this is like Kira Bryan.
Yeah.
So this is like... late Gen Z to early Gen Alpha, like creepypasta stuff, some like scary stories. If you're a
wait,
little
actually,
lost,
actually, I'm kind. John, do you know what a creepypasta is?
No, I don't. Oh, but look,
man.
But look.
Man. Oh man.
Wait.
Does that mean we're old? Is creepypasta not a thing anymore? Are we old?
Look.
Are we old?
I don't know.
Keep it a buck with me, bro.
This is something I saw.
Yeah.
Put on the mic. Put on the mic.
Wait, right on top. Right on top.
Try not to laugh. Try not to laugh.
Okay.
Oh,
God.
Okay.
I'm
doing
so
try not to laugh. That's actually funny. Oh, my God.
I'm going to go live.
I have a tooth-to-tooth grin right now.
As of right now, we have, like, 9 minutes.
God, warning bot is so scary. Let me show you warning.
As of right now...
John, if you had a superpower, what would it
actually,
be?
Actually, yeah, that's a good question.
To delete every Gorilla Tag ghost in the series. I do not care.
Okay.
But look, this is a warning bot.
Among Us.
Among Us.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. That's not what a warning bot does.
You play Among Us VR?
No, I do not, but I really want it.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Is it not free?
No, it is not. It is for $15.
$15?
Crazy.
Yes, and my mom is going to give me $10
W.
For something, but...
W, mom. But anyways, I think we should play this one last song and then come back. And then say goodbye. Is that cool, y'all?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hello, I'm at your door again. I just need.